Here's the deal. All Bush-era tax cuts will be extended for 2 years, and the estate tax will be extended, with the tax on fortunes people leave their heirs less than the White House wanted. But what did the president get? Well, jobless benefits will be extended for 13 months, and there will be a reduction in the payroll tax, putting money back in the pockets of workers. But still, liberals are howling and threatening to block the deal. Congressman Peter Welch of Vermont joins us. Congressman, your thoughts on the deal President Obama has struck with Republicans?
It's a bad deal. We just dug our deficit ditch $1 trillion deeper. And as a progressive Democrat, I believe the deficit matters, and I'll tell you why. Down the road, if we've hollowed out our ability as a government to help the middle class and working families get ahead, at the end of the day, they know they're the ones that are going to be asked to pay the bill. And this entire package goes on the credit card. The rich just got richer. We're extending tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires without paying for it. There's some good things in here, but the question is, the price that we're paying, is it too much? And in my view, it is.
Well, what about the extending unemployment insurance? Now, Republicans would say that wasn't paid for. They were against that. Are you also against that because it's not deficit neutral?
I'm against the price that we paid for that. I mean, literally, the Republican leadership plan going into this was to hold unemployment benefits hostage in exchange for $750 billion in tax relief for millionaires and billionaires. And, you know, the disappointment I have is that I believe that if the president used the bully pulpit and made that case, most Americans would get it.
Well, a lot of people are saying that, Congressman, that there's something wrong with the way this administration has, you know, gotten out or not been able to get out a message. What are your thoughts on that?
This is brinksmanship here, and the Republicans have been using the filibuster basically to block legislation getting passed. And at a certain point, the administration had to make a decision as to when and whether to have the fight. In my view, this is a fight that we could have won. The president needs to lead. He's a gifted communicator. His original plan, keeping tax cuts for average Americans all the way up to $250,000, that made sense.
But you say gifted communicator, and yet he didn't seem to get that across. There's been no hue and cry in the streets of people saying, yes, we want the break only for people making below $200,000 or $250,000. We don't want it for people going above. Now polls show that people didn't want the extension for the very wealthy, but there's been no big outcry, and some people are saying that the President Obama just somehow wasn't able to get that message across.
Well, part of the getting the message across is to have the confrontation. I mean, the Republicans were on the brink of literally holding hostage tax cuts for middle Americans, unemployment benefits. Now, the president's got a lot of competing pressures. He made the deal that he thinks makes sense. It's one I disagree with.
Now, the president seemed to be saying that if he didn't agree to extending the tax cuts for the very wealthy, that working families who depend on long-term unemployment benefits would suffer, that he wasn't willing to take that chance, and also that there was a chance that tax cuts, tax breaks, the Bush-era breaks for all Americans would not be passed, and the middle-class breaks would expire at the end of the year, and he wasn't willing to take that chance either. Do you see that point of view? You say that you think the president should have held the Republicans' feet to the fire, and they would have been seen as holding this up, but wouldn't Democrats have been blamed if, in fact, Republicans didn't blink and nothing got extended?
Well, in fact, that's the high-stakes situation that we're in, but the Republicans won this. But they won it by adding $1 trillion to the debt. I mean, the bottom line here is the president is the president, and he's not only got the bully pulpit, he's got the veto pen. And if Americans were confronted with the question of who is responsible for blocking their continuation of the lower tax rates from the Bush era, was it the Republicans who said no because they insisted on tax cuts for millionaires, or the president who was at the ready to sign a continuation of those cuts? I have enough confidence that the American people would know who to hold responsible for that. And in fact, when those American people start weighing in, the Republicans, I don't believe, would have stood in the way of letting 98% of Americans get the tax cut that the president was advocating for.
Well, so what are you saying, Congressman Welch? Will you vote for this compromise deal or not?
I will not vote for this compromise deal. It's $1 trillion added to the debt. Now, the ink is not even dry on the Bowles Fiscal Commission report. And that report made it very clear that this country is going to have to make some tough decisions and share sacrifice to get our fiscal house in order. This was a relatively easy decision about whether we should extend tax cuts to people who've done very well and don't need them, but we blinked when it came time to making this decision, and there's a price that will be paid. An immediate price, we're going to have to pay that bill back, but down the road, this works to the advantage of the Republican leadership because they know that when it comes time to decide whether we can do a COLA increase for Social Security, or we can fund low-income heating assistance in the winter, or we can maintain level funding for hunger programs, they're going to cry, we can't, because we have a big debt and we've got to pay off the bill. So this really compromises, really handcuffs our ability to meet priorities that are going to make a difference for working and middle-income Americans.
Well, your fellow Vermonter, Senator Bernie Sanders, agrees with you. Mike Capuano, congressman from Massachusetts, seems very upset about what he calls a total capitulation to the Republicans. But really, how many more legislators do you think there are who will side with you? Do you think this is going to pass?
Well, I have to call it the way I see it. You know, you've got the Republicans who are in support of it, and there'll be Democrats who'll probably go along. But at the end of the day, the question is, will this work for the American people? And I think Americans, when they get the details of this, they're going to wonder whether we bought a pig in the poke.
Congressman Peter Welch of Vermont, his view on President Obama's compromise tax cut deal. Congressman Welch, thank you.
Thank you.
We're talking about President Obama's deal with Republicans that will extend Bush-era tax cuts to all Americans, including the very wealthy, and also extend long-term unemployment benefits that were set to expire for another 13 months, among other things that we'll get to. But Jonathan Weissman of The Wall Street Journal has been looking at all of this. And Jonathan, just first, we just heard from Congressman Peter Welch of Vermont, says he's going to vote against it. Vice President Joe Biden meets with congressional Democrats today to convince them to back President Obama's deal. But do you think these progressive Democrats like Welch and others who've expressed dismay, Mike Capuano from here in Massachusetts, do you think they have a chance of scuttling this?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I think that the only way that they could have it scuttled is if Nancy Pelosi decides not to put it on the floor of the House of Representatives. Because once she does, you know, through a combination of Republican votes and Democratic votes, it will almost certainly pass. I mean, remember, part of the problem here, part of the reason that the president had such a weak hand, and Congressman Welch seems to be forgetting this, is that the Democrats were not holding together. The Democrats couldn't hold their caucus together in the Senate. They only could get 54 votes for allowing the tax cuts for the rich to expire. And there were any number, I think 30, 40, maybe I think there were around 30 or 40 House Democrats who also had said, we cannot afford to have any tax cuts expire with the economy as
right.
It is. So the Democrats are very divided, and that was the problem that the president had as he was going into these negotiations.
Well, you mentioned Pelosi. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is planning apparently to sell this tax deal to the Democratic caucus tonight. But what about some of Congressman Welch's claims? This is adding to the deficit. Republicans and Tea Partiers, you know, a month ago were howling about anything adding to the deficit. And I know we've asked this 1,000 times of as many reporters, but how did the Republicans win this round when, in fact, this is adding to the deficit?
Well, you know, the dirty little secret is that both sides were playing fast and loose with the facts on this. What really adds to the deficit is extending all of the Bush tax cuts for the middle class. I mean, over 10 years, I think the tax cuts for the rich are something like $700 billion. But over 10 years, the tax cuts for the middle class, those extensions, were something like $2 trillion. The only person who was really said the truth on this is Senator George Voinovich of Ohio, who is going to vote against this plan, and actually said that we need to let all of the tax cuts of the Bush era expire. I mean, the funny thing that you have not heard is that the tax code that we have right now is a tax code that was implemented when we were projecting trillions of dollars in surplus. And in fact, we have a $1.3 trillion deficit. The tax code that we have right now is not sustainable, and that goes for tax cuts for the rich and tax cuts for everybody else.
Well, you spoke to voters at a focus group in two swing districts around Philadelphia last night. What did they say?
You know, Americans really like compromise. Funny, they have this notion of the halcyon days of the 1990s when Bill Clinton presided over this centrist government in which the Republicans and all the Democrats came together. Now, obviously, that is a little bit of revisionist history, but the fact is that Americans like compromise. And even I was at this focus group last night, and even the Democrats who really didn't want Obama to extend the tax cuts for the rich, when Peter Hart, the pollster who was conducting the focus group, said, "Well, look, here's the deal that Obama has struck. He's going to extend unemployment insurance for the long term unemployed for a year. He's going to get some other tax cuts for the middle class, and in exchange, he's going to extend the tax cuts for the rich." And people shrugged, and they said, you know, I understand that. I can accept that. I think Americans, the overriding concern out there is the economy. And if Americans feel that right now is just not the time to raise taxes on anybody, that is a very powerful argument because people are scared.
Well, you do quote people saying, well, it's good both parties got a little something. But you also quoted young, avowed Obama supporters who said, I want to see wealthy people not get their tax breaks. Very frustrated. Do you think President Obama's going to pay for this? I mean, some are saying that he's going to face a primary challenge because of this.
Well, yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that threat made, but I've not seen any candidates. And frankly, when you start seeing some of the kind of progressive activist organizations talk about, well, maybe we can have Hillary Clinton run, you realize that they are a long way from finding somebody because Hillary Clinton is not exactly to the left of Barack Obama on these issues. I just don't think a credible primary challenger has not emerged and doesn't seem to be on the horizon. And remember, Obama is going to have some huge fights with the Republicans coming up. He is going to go to the mat on saving his health care plan. He's going to go to the mat on any efforts to water down some of the Wall Street reforms. And when the budget bills start passing from the Republican Congress, we're going to see some huge fights. You know, what the White House likes to say is, we hear all about how Clinton tacked to the middle. Well, Clinton tacked to the middle on some issues, like welfare reform, but he also, you know, he also presided over a government shutdown. And I think that what the White House is seeing is, look, we'll get through this one right now, but that doesn't mean we're not going to have huge fights coming. And when those huge fights come, we're going to rally the left. And the fact of the matter is, right now, liberal organizations like the Progressive Campaign Committee or Progressive Change Campaign, they're looking at Barack Obama by himself. But when the 2012 campaign really gets stoked up, and it's Barack Obama versus a Republican or the Republican Party, that changes. And the electorate of 2012 is not the same as 2010. And the White House calculus is, we will get these folks.
Well,
back.
And the same issue will be on the table because it just got kicked down
That's
the road
right.
2 years, Bush
Absolutely.
Tax cuts. Jonathan Weissman of the Wall Street Journal talking about the president's tax cut deal. We'll have more at our website, hereandnow.org. Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thank you.